USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The Northeast is digging out from a mountain of snow that has left tens of thousands of people without power and affected thousands of flights. Dangerous wind chills falling below zero in many locations across the region after the storm dumping snow from Virginia to Maine. Massachusetts, though, bearing the brunt of the storm. USA Radio's Chris Barnes is in the heart of it in Cape Cod.
They're already starting to get the streets cleared in even the hardest hit places like Boston. The Massachusetts governor, Charlie Baker, says people did follow his urgings to stay off the roads last night.
Thank you very much to everybody who took that particular concern of ours seriously. It's made life dramatically easier for people who are out there removing snow.
USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The process underway to fill the seat of retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. One of the women under consideration for that seat is hailing praise from some Republicans.
Juliana Michelle Childs, a federal judge for South Carolina since 2010, is now under consideration to fulfill President Joe Biden's campaign pledge of placing the first black woman on the Supreme Court. The White House confirmed that Childs, who House Democratic Whip James Clyburn has championed, was one of Biden's potential picks. Childs is the first publicly confirmed name under consideration to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced he would retire at the end of the court's current term, which runs through June. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Senator Lindsey Graham is praising Judge Childs being considered. Senator Roger Wicker of the President's Intention saying she will be a beneficiary of affirmative action. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Protests continuing at the Canadian Parliament for a second day over COVID-19 mandates. A Freedom Convoy of trucks and vehicles are parked in the city's downtown core, with people gathering on Parliament Hill and some setting off fireworks. Protest organizers say they'll stay in Ottawa until their demands for lifting COVID-19 mandates are met. A Canadian premier saying that he will end his province's vaccine requirement. Scott Moe, the premier of Saskatchewan, saying in a statement that being vaccinated doesn't prevent one from getting the virus, and the mandate, quote, makes no sense. Tennis star Rafael Nadal breaking the men's record for most Grand Slam singles titles with 21, doing it the hard way by coming back from two sets down to beat Daniil Medvedev in an almost 5.5-hour Australian Open final. The 35-year-old Spaniard becoming just the fourth man in history to win all four of the sport's major titles at least twice. Cost of goods keeps getting more expensive. Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau reports.
The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.